This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Alrighty, yes sir, welcome aboard, baby. We are ready to rock and roll from Hialeah Park, yes sir, where we are every single Thursday. We got a loaded, absolutely loaded show for you. You're gonna love the show we have for you. Marcel Louis Jacques is gonna join us. Omar Kelly is gonna join us. Benjamin Albright is going to join us. He's an NFL and Broncos insider, so we'll talk a lot of Vic Fangio with him. We'll talk, he broke the story that the whole Sean Payton thing wasn't going very smooth for him, so we'll get more insight on that because I think that's the greatest news. When that was tweeted out by Ben, I then tweeted out, you know, if Sean Payton's having problems finding a job, that's great for Dolphins fans, because that means I think Fangio would have gone with him first. And then now we'll see if the Dolphins now have a chance. They've already interviewed him. We'll find out, man. We will find out. So we will talk to Ben Albright also on the program. We got all of that going on for you. And we got a little news also, a show. No, it's platform news is the way I got to phrase it. It's not show news, it's platform news. And the news is that the Crypto Bro Show will finally take flight. And it'll be right on this channel here. You won't have to go anywhere else, and you'll have the notification bell. You can hit, we will go live on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So we'll have some fun talking a little crypto. It'll be straight crypto, okay? So just in case, if you want to, you know, it'll be recorded and then podcasted and all that good stuff like we do with everything else. So you don't have to watch us live if you don't want to. That's fine. Most of our audience is, you know, downloading the show after and all that. And we appreciate it immensely whenever you're listening, day or night or holidays or wherever you're at in the world. Just hit the hell out of the like button, subscribe, hit the notification bell, visit our amazing sponsors, you know, from NatureBee to Sloman's Home Security to Cutter's Edge and EJD Construction and MyEdgeDrink.com, Caneswear, Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, Hialeah Park. You know, it is very, very, very important that you visit the people like Sports Grill and things like that, because that's how you're really going to help our platform grow and, you know, expand, you know. So it's very, very important that you do that. So we got all that. We got also the Panthers hiring Frank Reich as their head coach. So they'll work on the quarterback spot. We'll see what happens. Sean and I were talking about that. Do they keep Sam Darnold? And I would imagine they will, and they'll try and then draft somebody. Kind of do a Geno Smith thing in Seattle. Like, okay, you found a guy that might be serviceable for you, but let me draft somebody to develop to along the way. You know, and the Geno Smith story are so good. There we go. Mark Maskey from the Washington Post is reporting the Panthers are no longer an option for Sean Payton, and there was an issue with Payton's interview with the Broncos. Payton likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group, a source says. So the whole thing with Sean Payton, it's beautiful. It's falling apart completely, and there really isn't. Listen, I think it's Carolina or Houston, right? Well, Carolina has already made their decision. If Houston makes theirs and D'Amico Ryans has emerged as the number one candidate there in Houston. Remember, he's a former player for a long time, right? And a solid player for them. Good linebacker. So we'll see what happens with D'Amico Ryans. That is just awesome, dude. Awesome. I think it's fantastic. It's really hard to sign Sean Payton because you're going to have to give in to the power he wants. You're going to have to give in to whatever quarterback he wants eventually, whether he inherits one or he's going to want another one after that. And then you're going to have to also pay the New Orleans Saints compensation, which they're going to want like one or two first-round picks. And they control them this year and next year. and then you're going to have to pay a $20 to $25 million salary. I mean, you better be sure that he can duplicate what he did in New Orleans with your franchise. Okay? I'm just saying. It might be, Jimmy Johnson could not duplicate what he did in Dallas, in Miami. Right? Bill Parcells never duplicated what he did with the Giants anywhere else. He had some success. He went to playoffs, but he never, ever won championships again. Or a championship, just one. It's really hard, man. So you better be sure that if you're going to do that, that you're going to get, that you're convinced that this guy is going to turn your franchise into, you know, a Super Bowl winner. Because if not, it's, can you imagine giving up all those picks, giving up all that salary, giving up all that power, and it doesn't pay off? Yeah, I don't think people want to do that. So that'll be an issue there. So we got a loaded show for you. We got the crypto show now that we're adding. By the way, when's the wrestling show going to round out the... And we'll add a music show soon, too, on top of all of that, okay? And remember, when he's doing wrestling and I'm doing crypto or music, we're not talking, you know... Well, he's talking sports, but, you know, not the regular sports. So, you know, respect the space. So if you step into the Square Circle Digest... You ask wrestling, or you're going to get a forearm to the head.
I'm not a violent guy. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, unless you're sending out the muscle there. I'm not a violent guy.
All right, I'll do the damage.
All right, there you go.
Okay. So when's that? When's the Squirrel Circle Digest coming back?
I am waiting on something to arrive so I can get the office set up.
Oh, that's right. He's still waiting on a prop. Okay.
Well, no, I have all that. I'm waiting on.
Something that
stuff
sets
to
the
show
props.
The props, yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I respect that.
And I don't want to tear the whole office apart until I know it's going to be there. Then I don't have to worry, because then I'm sitting at a desk, at a table, and trying to run the show. So
there you go.
Set up.
Right, so we're working hard to expand the channel, give you a little bit more variety now. And I think now with I think the bull run is coming, and I think a lot of the negativity is kind of getting out, and you know, it looks like the economy is starting to bounce back and rates are going down and now everything that's happening, you know, and I think what's going to happen with the Feds next Thursday, a week from today, is huge. Like, if he just goes a quarter point, man, we're gonna have a run. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna talk a lot of crypto. We'll get people on too in the crypto, you know, universe, to help educate all of us, because that's what the show is. It's for entertainment. It's for educational purposes. It's not, obviously, we're not investment professionals or financial advisors or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, but hey, it might give you some information as you add it to your homework, and then you decide where you want to go in the world of crypto. So there you go. Steven Gonzalez says, Big O, are you going to teach us how to get into crypto? Because if you are, I'm in Saturday. I want to get into it, but I don't know how it works. Of course. That show will be all about crypto. You guys can ask me. I can show you. I can walk you through all those kind of things. I have no problem. That's kind of what it is. You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
And also the Big O Crypto Starter Kit, which you've said numerous times will be up soon.
Okay, there we go.
So
I like it. So you wait till you see that, baby. So we got the crypto show coming for you. By the way, you remember that guy that was complaining to me about Polkadot?
No, I don't know.
And that his wife was.
Oh yeah, the wife was going to leave him, and
his wife
hated
was all but not his shame.
It's all your fault because you had him get. It's Polkadot, right?
Right, it's Polkadot. Yes. Do you know how much Polkadot has gone up in the last month? 44%.
So is he happy or?
I don't know. I don't know where he got in. I have
That's
no
true.
Idea.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know where he got in. I don't know if he kept buying all the way down like you're supposed
I'm
to.
I'm going
to
say no. Just you judging know, by the way.
It's hard, right? Because he was probably afraid to tell his wife that he invested more money, which is what you're supposed to do if you believe in something. Buy it all the way down because you don't know when the floor is. And then, you know, then it rebounds and then you're done. So, because I got a lot of dot at $4 and Mm-hmm. You know, like, it was, let me see. Where were we? We were at 431, dude. We were at 528, 465, 462. We were in the 467 to 497 mark from December 16th all the way to January 11th before we got to $5. And it's at 645 right now. I'm just saying, if you got in just between the $4 range, you're making money right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. So if you got in the $5 range, you're making money. If you bought it at $6, you're up 45 cents right now for per share. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where he got in. I have no idea. You know? And so, yeah. But it is what it is. And it's up, and it's going to continue to go up. It's going to be up a couple hundred percent, you know, down the line, I believe. But it's just funny how to hear the guy, you know, complain. It's like, patience, dude. You got to have patience with all of this. It's not going to, the whole world, you know, we got a war. We got supply chain stuff going on, gas issues going. All that stuff has to kind of resolve itself before anything else can kind of lift itself up. And then we got FTX crashing, and we've got Luna crashing, and Celsius crashing, and Three Arrows crashing. And so, you know, you got other things when you got exchanges and DeFi is going down, and then that puts more FUD out there and sets the market back. Not that there's anything wrong with crypto. It's the players around crypto that were kind of corrupt, and you got to figure out which are the ones. That's why we always tell you what, cold storage wallet. Don't let these idiots hold your crypto. You can control it yourself, man. It's beautiful how you can control your own money. You can earn money, and you don't need a bank in order to earn the interest. Isn't that amazing with decentralized financing, how you can make money work without the middleman taking crap from you constantly? No. Service fees and whatever. And get out of here, dude. It's just, these are the things that people need to get educated about, you know? And that's why the banking industry is just terrified of this, because they're going to be put out of business. Once human beings all over the world learn how to use decentralized financing to their advantage. So yes, that's what this show will be all about. It'll be hardcore talking about all of this and bringing people on that will educate you about all of this. That's kind of what we're going to do. So we'll have some fun with that. And you're more than welcome to tune in on Saturday at 1 o'clock. You don't remember, you're busy on Saturday. Just, you know, come back later on Saturday night, overnight, Sunday, Monday. You can listen to the show whenever you want. God bless you. Whenever you have the time. That's the beauty of on demand. And that's what our platform is there for. On demand for all of you out there. By the way, Welton Realm, the lawyers you want to call in South Florida, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties. We even have an office in Monroe County down in the Keys. So my friends listening in the Keys, you can call Welton Realm. You got some bankruptcy issues, homeowner property damage like we had. Brother, Welton Realm got Progressive Insurance and kicked their ass. Okay? They were offering us 1/5 of what we ended up getting. And Welton Realm kicked their ass. Actually got one of their people fired because they were so incompetent. Right? And that's the beauty of it. Welton Realm's not going to take a lot of crap. They've been at this for like 30 years. They've been bringing insurance companies to their knees for like 30 years. They handle accounts where they have 50, 70, 100, 150 plaintiffs. Okay? We're talking about, this law firm knows how to get it done for you. Condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury. Let me tell you something. Something happens to your business, your condo, from water damage to hurricane damage to fire to some kind of vandalism or something along those lines. Before you call the insurance companies, those people don't care about you. They care about collecting your premium and giving you nothing in return. They're going to send their insurance adjusters like they did to us, and those insurance adjusters work for them. They want to do everything in their favor so they can keep giving them the jobs. That's what it's all about. It's one dirty hand washing another dirty hand. There ain't no washing going on. And that's why you want to go to Welton Braun, because they have their own adjusters. And their own adjusters, guess who they're fighting for? You. 954-966-4646. That's 954-966-4646. Call them for a free consultation. You don't have to go to the office. You can call by the phone and talk to Jeff or talk to Dan. Jeff Welch or Dan Raum. Okay? Daniel is, he's really cool. He's a stunt pilot, by the way. And Jeff Welch is a great dude. He's been a big fan of our show for a long time. Big sports guy. Big music guy, too. He and I can go back and forth and talk for hours about music. So Welch and Raum, the South Florida law firm, looking out for you. 954-966-4646. All right. Do you think Vic's opinion of Chubb will influence his decision whether or not to sign with the Fins? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Why? What's Vic's opinion of Chubb? Is there something I don't know about Vic's opinion of Chubb? I don't know. He worked with him in the Broncos, and he played well in his system. John Yang says, Chris Greer said injury concerns won't stop them from drafting or signing or trading for players, but yet injuries devastated us this year. Yeah, John Yang, you're right. But guess what? Brandon Jones wasn't injury prone. Neither was Nick Needham. Neither was Jonathan Ogbah, really. I mean, a bunch of guys got injured that normally don't get injured. Oh, and by the way, the guy that does get injured, Teron Armstead, played. He even played for the playoff game, the injury-prone guy. The injury-prone guy, Chubb, he was in the club. And he was on the field. So he did play. The only real injury-prone guy that was on the injury list and didn't play was Tua. Most important guy, by the way. But, you know, that's where, you know, John, you're probably half Cuban and you're exaggerating. Because mostly it's about bad luck. Trent Williams was about bad luck. That's just the way it goes, dude. Brandon Shell, second to last game, gets injured. Just bad luck, man. Austin Jackson was not injury prone. Austin Jackson just was bad. And then he was actually having a good camp and a good preseason, and then he had the high ankle injuries. You see what I'm saying, John Yang? You know what the problem is, John Yang? You're a parrot. You repeat the same thing other misinformed people say, and then you keep repeating it, but you don't actually go back and take inventory of your statement to see if it's actually accurate. Now, what your statement should be, John Yang, is, dude, why does he sign Armstead or draft Tua when everybody knows those guys are injury prone? You want to ask that? That's a legitimate question. Okay? But you say about injury, you make it sound like everybody was injured and everybody's injury prone. And that's not true. The three injury-prone players, two of them were playing in your playoff game. They found a way to suit up. By the way, Chubb actually might have played his best game that last game, which is crazy. So you got to, you know, you got to look for the facts, my brother. That's the problem is too many of you are lazy and you repeat the same thing somebody else says. And then you just don't really look at it and think for yourselves. We have too many people in this world that don't think for themselves. They just follow like sheep, and they don't really understand what the hell is going on. Okay? The anxiety I go through waiting till 3 p.m., LOL, says true Finn fan. Thank you, my brother. That's very kind of you. Very kind of you. What was that?
Keon Crossan basically played the whole year with a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
It's like, and that's your, what, that was eight?
Like your sixth or seventh.
Oh, six or seven, okay.
Yeah.
I knew somewhere.
Yeah, the only guy that doesn't get injured is Noah.
And he had to play because he was
by the way, X is also injury prone. And he played all year with the groin injury.
Yeah, he plays through it, though.
He played through it. Okay? I mean, but what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? happens, man. Don't, guys, ladies and gentlemen, think for yourselves a little bit more. Don't just do the same thing that everybody else says and everybody else does, and that's our problem in our society. When somebody says it, first think about it, go analyze it, go try to understand it. Don't make it sound like that, because it's not that, you know? Let's see. Walmart bag says, Big O, do you think our FO actually cares about the fans? Feels like our organization is 10 times more corporate than other teams. Look at our social media and doesn't seem to do anything for the diehards. I don't know, man. I mean, I saw, wasn't Dolph Freaky on the field this year, you know? And, yeah, I've never seen. When I was a kid, no fan like Dolph Freaky ever went on the field to, you know, egg on the fans. That never existed. It was drunk ass Dolphin Denny, rest in peace, right? And that's it, dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not exactly sure what your point is, but they're probably more fan friendly or fan oriented than they've ever been, actually. Because none of this crap ever existed 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. They never did any kind of stuff like that. So, I don't know, man. It's just...
Also, Walmart bag, are you a season ticket holder?
They need to win for us.
No, but the season ticket... I've watched on Dolph Freaky's Twitter, on, right, you know, on Ian...
Big E.
I've watched on their thing. They're at all these events.
Yeah.
Big E presented an award at the Dolphins Gala.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But again, they're season ticket holders.
Yeah.
They go to the special events.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff isn't open just to the public. And that's going to, like, hey,
but you
got to
earn it, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with that.
And
but
they
what
do.
What I'm saying is, yeah.
Those people earn it, dude. Big E and all these people,
yes,
they earn it. That's why we see them in that tent, the family tent. They're not even in the regular stands with me and everybody else. They're in that family tent that I can't even be in.
Yeah. No, they're, but again, it's, yeah, we're diehards, but, and I get it. It probably costs a lot for season tickets and things like that, but, you know, I don't know what you want the front office to do.
I just want them to win, dude.
I want them to win, but I mean, it's like, what would be there for the diehards?
I don't know.
You have the cruises that are put on, not necessarily by the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's right, but yeah.
But, you know, the Dolphins, okay, you know, Marino and all these guys to go on the cruise.
Yeah.
And be associated with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's things they do. I mean, not everything's publicized necessarily 100%, but I watch it on Twitter.
I see it on Twitter. I see all those hardcore people, and they're constantly involved with all kinds of stuff with the Dolphins. But, you know, I just think they're more fan-friendly than they've ever been, actually. Brother, the thing that they got to fix is winning. That's it, man. Just get to the playoffs, start winning games in the playoffs, get us a Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff, and the rest will be garbage. We'll forget about the rest. You know what I'm saying? It's just, these are all frustrations that we all have built up from over the years. That's all it is. Big O, any chance Jakeem Grant comes back to Miami? No, he's not a free agent. He signed a free agent contract with Chicago, so it must have been a multi-year deal. And I don't think so. So I don't think he'll come unless they release him. And then when we find that out, okay. But I don't know at least I haven't read. Maybe you read that they released him. I don't know anything about that. From what I know, he's under contract because he signed a multi-year deal with them. Omar just tweeted that I delivered his tweet of the month. Will it be enough to get him in the door with my Panhandle Life Coach show? What if I get a Plasma Center sponsor? Dougie Fresh, you are a trip, my brother. You are a trip. True Fin Fan says, I blocked that troll, John Yang. Jamie says, good afternoon, Big O Sean and Finn's Nation from San Jose, California. Remember to smash the like button and Finn's up, everybody. Yes, please, smash the like button. It's very, very important. And you know what's also important? Get a little Nature B in your system, because Nature B is for me. And we got a great deal still going on right now. Take advantage. It might be ending in a couple days here at the end of the month. We got 2 months for $66. That's the normal price, okay? But we're throwing in a third month. A third month, which then brings it under a dollar. And not only that, a dollar per day. And not only that, free shipping we're throwing in on top of all of that. Because normally it's two for $66 plus the shipping. But now we're going to give you a free month and free shipping for 3 months, and you're only paying for two. And those two golden capsules will power you all day. You're going to feel the energy all throughout. Those of you that struggle in the, you know, during the afternoon, you get that, you know, that meltdown from your lunch or that downturn from that that energy drink or that caffeine drink. And more normally it's caffeine. You know, and you got that downturn. Well, in the afternoon, you're going to feel that pep in your step. And then my favorite thing about Nature B and why I've been taking it for over 20 years now, it's boosting my immune system. That's why I rarely ever have a cold. You know, somebody told me the other day, bro, you're going to jinx yourself. I go, do you know how I've been saying this for 20 years with Nature B? So it's not a matter of jinxing. It's not a matter of luck. It's a matter of that's life. That's a fact. Okay, plant pollen has so many benefits for you. Great for creaky bones. It's great for the digestion. On top of all of that, stronger nails, fuller hair, all of these things. There's so many benefits. That's why I tell you all the time, go to naturebee.com. And right now, take advantage, because next month, we're going to have another deal going on. We're going to have another special going on. And this one will not be available, and you're going to be pissed. 2 months. $66. We're going to throw in the third month for free and free shipping. Big O is the code. Get in there, baby. Go to naturebee.com and check out all the other products. My wife loves the wrinkle cream. I tell you all the time about the soaps. The lip balm is awesome. So if you live somewhere in a cold or dry area where your lips get chapped, that is absolutely awesome. We talk about the cough drops also, which are just phenomenal coating and soothing your throat. So if you have throat issues like I've had in the past, oh man, you pop one of those in. It's a little spicy, but it is so good, man. I'm telling you, really, really good. So there are so many other products there at naturebee.com, but obviously the plant pollen is God, because it comes from clean, green New Zealand, all natural, not made in some kind of a lab, and it's great for the kids too. Kids can take it. My daughter's been taking it for a couple decades now. All right, all natural. You can't OD on it. You only take two a day, but you can take 25 of them. Won't do anything to you. It'll protect the hell out of you, but it won't do any damage to you. That's the beauty, because it's all natural. Oh, by the way, one more test. Grab the capsule and do what you never do with any other capsule. Break it open and have the powder straight up. And you're going to go, no way, dude. That tastes like ass. Nope, because it's pure plant pollen. It's going to taste good. And you're going to go, wow, it doesn't taste bad. All right. You're not going to have that bitter beer face. NatureBee.com. Do it. You'll remember me. Like a lot of people have over the years that continue to take it. Right, Big O. We all want a cleaner runner offense, a top 10 defense, and a healthier 23. Then we might just win a freaking playoff game. Or two. Or three. John Yang says, tell True Fin Fan to unblock me, Big O. Well, you know, John Yang, you're you have troll in you. That's the problem, my man. You know, that's the thing. There's a trollish way of your being. And so you're probably rubbing a lot of people the wrong way.
The troll is strong in you, John Yang. Yeah.
The troll is strong in you. That's a good one. Jakeem is actually the Browns. I'm sorry. That's right. Right. We traded him to the Bears, and then he signed in the offseason with the Browns. You are correct. Thank you for correcting me on that one. Tristan says, haven't met a Finn fan who doesn't want the old logo back. Of course. I mean, give me a break, dude, you know? So this will be the fifth year after a jersey change. Every single fan needs to tag Tom Garfinkel and annoy him all offseason 24/7 to make throwbacks permanent. Jose, there's something called the mute button. I just want to warn you. You might keep sending it to him and he's not seeing it. Okay? I've muted a whole bunch of people. All right.
And I'm sure Tom Garfinkel's worried about what everybody says to him.
Right, yeah, exactly. He's just so stinking successful that he's struggling so badly doing his job that, you know, he really needs the help.
Like, 100 people tweeted at me today. That's it. The logo's getting changed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to look, revenue streams? Okay, we're good. That's it. You know. And they're still selling the old logo, and they're still getting a percentage from that, too. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not like they're not getting it in there, you know? Gus 1388, always on the job. He says, signed a 3-year contract with Cleveland worth $10 million with a $3 million guarantee. Yeah. So he's cuttable after this season. I mean, after this season here in the offseason, if they really wanted to. But it's not much of a cap hit. So you keep him because he's a game-changing type player as a returner. To me, it's no-brainer. But then again, I've always been a Jakeem guy. I've never been the guy that got off the Jakeem bandwagon. You know, I thought he did still way more positives than negatives, and I thought the coaching staff did a terrible job of putting him in a position to fail a lot of times. Kevin says, am I a minority here? I want Raheem back instead of Wilson. Then we got Salvon and maybe draft one. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I have no problem, but you got to draft one. You got my heart once you said draft one, because I think you need to add a fresh body that's a good player to that position. I think that's very important. Pat in Asheville says it's been 5 years, but uniform change has to be initiated by the team last year in order to change for this season. NFL does TV tests of the uniform to see that they are good for broadcasts. I think, by the way, I think most fans will like what Raheem did overall. By the way, did I... Sorry, got to reach out to somebody that's reaching out to me. Let's see. What else do we have here? By the way, Bitcoin still holding strong at 23,000. Once it crosses 25, I think we're going to have a nice strong run overall. I really do. And those of you that got in early, woo, doggy. You win. By the way, when sports and business collide, we like doing something called the KSDT CPA Sports Business Report. All right. How about this? You know the NFL prints money? Well, let me show you what they're doing now. Judging by the NFC Championship game between the Niners and the Eagles, it's going to be an excellent football game, they say. Why? Well, because the allotment of tickets reportedly sold out in minutes. I think it's more because of the teams, not because it's got sold out. But, hey, whatever. Secondary market prices are seeing an astonishing climb, a Bitcoin-like climb. Tickets for Sunday showdown at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia are selling for, what do you think? Well, they're the average price right now. They're selling. God damn, you're good. $2,468. He said $2,500. $2,468 averaged early in the week, making it the most expensive conference championship ticket ever tracked by the industry. The clash specifically sparking huge sales for secondary ticket marketplace StubHub. Ticket sales for the NFC Championship game are currently double of those of the counterpart matchup in the AFC between Cincinnati and Kansas City. Overall sales are currently on par with last year's NFC title game between the Niners and the Rams, which was the best-selling NFL game of 2022 outside of the Super Bowl. Sales for this year's divisional round doubled last year, with the 49ers and the Eagles home games serving as two of the best-selling bunches. Is that crazy or what?
Wait, so the NFC is doing better than the AFC?
Mahomes' injury? I don't know.
But did you see? I don't know. You're going to cover the championship games today at all, or no?
What do you mean?
Did you see the line?
Yeah. What about him?
He went back to KC minus one after he walked. He did the press conference, he jumped back up.
Yeah, minus one.
Yeah, I was wondering.
It was a good acting job by him, by the way.
Oh, my. There's no way. There's
like he was like he. They must have numbed that for the moment, and taped it up strong. And then he walked in and out and acted like nothing. They knew that we were going to follow every footstep of his, just like what we did with Willis McGahee. When Willis McGahee got his knee bent inward in the championship game, and we were at the combine, and he comes out of the field that connects with the convention center, and he comes through the curtains. And the media used to wait there. The podium, I shit you not, is at least 200 yards away. Okay? Maybe 150, let's say. So he comes out of it and he walks all the way down the convention center hall, turns into the media room, and it's in the back of the media room, the podium, and he walks up and stands there, and everybody followed him. There must have been cameras all over. I'm sure there's some YouTube video of him at the combine. And it was the biggest freak show because the national championship game was like 5 months removed. Yeah. And here's the guy just like walking like, you know, no limp and like, whoa. And then that's when, you know, Drew played the phone thing and he made it into the first round with the Bills, I believe, actually, if I'm correct, right?
I believe he was drafted by the Bills.
I think he was drafted by the Bills. And so the rest is history. He had a pretty much I could argue that Willis McGahee had a Hall of Fame career. And so the Mahomes thing just reminds me of that moment. They knew it, we know it, that we were gonna do it. So off the podium or in the practice field when he was doing that you know, the leg high thing and all that. And because they only allow you in there for a couple of minutes. So I'm thinking like, okay, they allow him for a couple of minutes. And after that, he went running to the trainer.
Put him in the training room.
Golf cart came, picked him up and took him away. And nobody saw it, you know. All right,
get him ready for the press conference. Get him ready for the press conference.
I mean, he's going to play, dude. You got to play.
Man. That Bengals defense, though, looks.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Okay, 4:30 for Omar Kelly, by the way. So Omar Kelly at 4:30. All right. I like it with our essential moving experts. Miami Dolphins exchange. All right. Let's see. True Fin Fan says, am I wrong? More guarantees means less cap hit. No. You're always going to get cap hits. What the guarantees do is then break it down over the following years. So that's what happens. So let me explain how they do it. Okay. So let's say they give you a 5-year, $20 million contract. Okay. Follow me on this, guys. So if you go $5 million for 20 years, what would be the average salary? $4 million a year, right? Correct? Okay. So you want to lower his salary the first year, and you want to make it $1 million. Okay, now remember, let's do the math. So you make this $1 million. The other 4 years are $4 million. So now you make it one. There's three left. Now you're going to break up the $3 million over the next 4 years. Okay. And that's what will then your average on those 4 years, instead of it being $4 million, it'll be $4 million. It'll be $5.3 million. In other words, right? No, $5.2 million actually. So $5.2 million. So your averages go up $1.2 million per year. So that's what happens. And then so you have it at 5.2 now, right? But now you're in year three of it being 5.2. Now you need cap space. Okay, so now you guarantee out of this 5.2, you give him, or if it's a salary, you now give him $4 million of it up front. So now you lower his salary to 1.2 that year, and that $4 million gets broken down into these next 2 years. So instead of 5.2, it'll be 7.2 and 7.2, the cap number. So you keep putting it back, but the number keeps increasing, is what you're doing. You know, guys like, I love Omar, but he thinks it's fake. Eventually, you have to pay the price. You will have to pay the cap space. You know, it's going to happen. You're going to have to take the hits. And usually they're terrible hits like they did 2 years ago with the Dolphins or 3 years ago. Then 2019, they just absorbed all kinds and they had very little space. And that's why they had very little talent on the team because they couldn't pay a lot of people. And then the following year, they still had some cap hits that they had to take, but not too many. And then they were done. But that's kind of the way it goes. And that's kind of the way you build it up. And so the Rams, oh my God, the Rams are set up for the next couple of years that they are going to be crippled. And you'll see it. Eventually you'll see it. You're going to go, wow, they can't really, and they've got to get rid of people, and they're going to, it's going to be an ugly situation. But they got their championship. So to me, I don't mind if you put yourself in that position as long as you win the championship. But if you're going all for it, man, you better win, because after that, you still have to go through the cap hell. And that's what the Dolphins did. They failed, and then they had to go through the cap hell anyways. And so Chris Greer's first 2 years, he had to absorb the cap hell. By the way, Jimmy Johnson did that for Don Shula. Don Shula left cap hell, and Shula and Jimmy had to clean it up. The two things that Jimmy did, he built a defense, and he cleaned the cap. I do give him credit for that, okay? He handled it a lot better than Shula did. He understood it a lot better than Shula did, and that's understandable. Shoes was at an older age at that point, and then to hit him with, oh, well, now your pie is broken down financially and all that, it was a confusing, it's like crypto to people that are my age or 60 or 70. You know, you tell crypto to 50 and 60 and 70 year olds and they're freaking out. You know, you tell a 20 or 30 year old about crypto and they're making changes right away. They're adjusting to it. They understand it. Somebody older, they're so used to doing things traditionally that they don't know how or they don't feel safe in adjusting to something new. It's kind of what it is. But anyway, so there you go. So that's how cap hits work. And that's, you know, basically, you know, and I broke it down in basics for you. But that's kind of how they put themselves in cap hell. Right, signing bonuses don't go against the cap. They go against the cap in the following years, not the initial year. Right, that's what they do. But they do go against the cap. I don't know if you think that the signing bonus doesn't go against the cap. No, it goes against the cap. It gets thrown back. That's all it does. Signing bonuses doesn't go on your first year of the cap. You can adjust it however you want. You can sign a guy to a $100 million contract with a $60 million signing bonus. And if you want to make his first year salary $1 million, you can do that. Right, exactly. Deshaun Watson. They did that. Very good. Deshaun Watson, that's what they did. And then everything else is heavy. It's backloaded. It's very Jeffrey Loria-like. But eventually, the Pied Piper will have to be paid. You know? And that's the thing. The Browns already ruined their first year with no cap space. You know, now with cap space, I'm sorry. Next year, oh my God, his salaries increase exponentially, and you will not be able to sign the same amount of people. So now you're behind the eight ball. You know, the Bengals got the rookie years of Joe Burrow to take advantage. The Chargers got it. The Dolphins got it. Whether they do it or not or win a championship, we don't know. But Russell Wilson in Seattle, where they were able to do it. Once they had to pay everybody, they couldn't keep everybody anymore. Notice how the team fell apart. You know, it was just hard to keep everybody. Baltimore, you know, Joe Flacco gambles on himself. They win the championship. Now you've got to pay Joe Flacco. That means you can't pay everybody else, and you started to lose all the pieces that helped you win the championship besides Joe Flacco. And guess what? You didn't return to a championship again. It's hard, man. Once you've got to pay, and let me tell you, the Bills now are in a really difficult situation because The fat part of Allen's contract now is going to start to take over, which is now going to limit what they can do, which is great for the Miami Dolphins. That's why I – why do you think last week I told you you've got to pick up the fifth-year option? You're paying him 9.5 this year, Tua. So next year it'll be 22. 22 is not a crippling number anymore. It's not going to cripple your cap, but once you have to start getting a 35 and 40 and 45 and 50, now that really starts to take out major chunks of your salary. And then that becomes a problem. So technically, Miami can buy themselves another year of trying to take advantage of that window by using the fifth-year option. The blind people that don't understand the business of football are the – again, there's the group of you that, of course, you don't like Tua, you don't believe in Tua, whatever, so you'll make any excuse to want to get rid of him or whatever. I'm not talking to any of you because obviously you already have your agenda. But if you're the Dolphins, you know, the last coach screwed up your window. He didn't hurry it up enough like when you needed it after that first year. So now you're behind the eight ball. You got to find a way to overcome. And one of the ways of doing it, you got to pick up that fifth-year option. So that way, if Tua, the best thing that you can do is get Tua to bounce back and show you 2 years of production and staying healthy. And he has to do it this year, which would be obviously an impressive feat. And then if you can do it again, then you're going to feel really good about that big-time contract. But at the same time, it gives you 2 years to take advantage of a window to try to be a championship caliber team. And we all know if they stay healthy, they could have made some noise in the playoffs. Some serious noise in the playoffs if they would have stayed healthy. Unfortunately, they did not stay healthy. Okay? Sloman's home shield, by the way. Alarmo, show him the shield, baby. The shield. Yeah. And guess what? The shield right now, you can get a free doorbell camera. 1-800-ALARM-ME. I love that doorbell camera. It makes my life easy. Somebody rings the doorbell, whether I'm home or I'm on my way home or I'm at work or I'm here in Hialeah Park. I know exactly who's at the door. You know, this morning I was preparing for the show. And then all of a sudden, I get my warning on my phone that somebody's at the door. I click it, and I see there's a delivery guy dropping off a package for me. Pretty cool. Got me some new Crocs, by the way. I like it. I got some heavy metal Crocs. All right, somebody told me that I'm too old for Crocs. Is that true? Am I too old for Crocs? Am I too old for Crocs? Bro, they're comfortable as hell. They're comfortable as hell.
Age is just a number.
Yes, exactly. That's the way I look at it. By the way, every time I see a pair of Crocs, I think of one person and one person only. Really, one of the better dudes in this business, Zach Krantz. Zach is such a nice guy. He's a really good human being. And Zach's been wearing Crocs like forever, dude. Right? Like way before it was ever a craze.
Yeah, okay? He's the one. He taught me.
Right?
Yeah, he's my teacher. He's my mentor.
There you go. I mean, he's one of the good people in this business. And I always think of Zach, bro, because he's been wearing Crocs for, I don't know, since I've known him practically almost. You know what I mean?
It's a morning thing, right? Because he always did the morning show.
Yes, yeah.
So you slide up, but throw the Crocs on and go.
Yeah, but dude, he'll go to camp.
He goes to camp,
he's in Crocs. In camp, he's always in Crocs. I know. Okay, and that's not like, you know, like I'm the guy that's like in part of the craze that's of Crocs now. Okay, I wasn't wearing Crocs before, you know, but now I understand what Zach was all about. These things are comfortable as a son of a bitch.
Wait, or what's your color for the Crocs? What colors are we going with?
I got
Look at that. The red ones. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Ah. There you go. So, sorry, Alarmo.
My goodness.
So, yeah, we got some Crocs there. Yeah. Well, I got a yellow and black one. Bumblebee?
Bumblebee?
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of stylish. I wore them.
I don't pay attention to your footwear, man. I wore them to KSDT.
Yeah?
Okay.
Right. I wore them to KSDT. Actually, no, I wore them to
Cutter's Edge.
Cutter's Edge.
Ah.
Because I had the hat.
Oh, okay, okay. They matched the hat. Okay.
It went
okay.
with the hat. All right. So, yeah. And so, yeah, I got that. I got some heavy metal ones.
Dougie Fresh said, Crocs, yes. Attempting leg lifts on air? No.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Yeah. 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 So I don't even know if they're called heavy metal Crocs, but they're... Bastards, like, sent me one specifically with that picture on it. Like, how did they know I was a rocker? Like, you know, these things. I tell you.
Was it on your phone?
Yeah, I'm like, well, because I did. I signed up for Crocs on their. You know, I downloaded the app.
Yeah,
and then they give you like 15% off, and then they'll send you something. Hey, get 30% off with this or whatever, and yeah. So there you go. So
and you get the real Crocs too, man.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm not gonna get like fake Crocs, bro. I'm gonna get the real Crocs.
I'm all about the Fox.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Alarmo, so I got my delivery of Crocs today, which was actually pretty awesome. And can't wait to use my... Those heavy metal ones are special. I can only use those in concerts. That's the only time I'm going to whip those out. Those are special ones. They're actually thick as hell, too, bro. Like, I'm 6'1". I'm going to be like 6'3 when I wear those things because they're, like, elevated, man. Anyway, so that's the beauty of the doorbell camera. And if there's somebody like selling crap and all that, you just let them knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell, and you know that somebody's there, you don't answer it. Or if you're getting something delivered and you'll see it in your phone, you can tell them, hey, just leave the package there. I'll be there in a minute. Food, whatever. That's what I love about the doorbell camera. We're going to give away 40 of them right now to Big O listeners. 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME. And folks, when you use our professional installation and our low-cost central station monitoring, you're going to get an LED touchscreen pad, a motion detector, 3-arm doors, and a backup battery. Listen, Sean Stanley has his home protected by Sloman's. So do I. We use it every day in our lives. And by the way, we're still in wintertime. So a lot of you, let me tell you, you know, Sloman's is all over the country. California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Virginia, Georgia, obviously here in Florida. But heating oil, not really necessarily for Florida, but some of the other states I mentioned, call 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Listen, Sloman's has been helping Americans out and protecting them for 100 years. They also, you know, they do a great job of selling heating oil at a fixed price to save you hundreds. All you're going to do is pick up the phone and call. You know what you pay for heating oil monthly, right? Ask them. 1-866-OIL-DEAL. All you're going to do is make a phone call to compare the price. Tell them that you heard it on the Big O Show. They will take care of you. 1-866-OIL-DEAL to get a great deal on heating oil from Sloman's. Dye your hair pink, O. Okay, why not? All recently, guitarist The Edge posted a photo from Africa, and he was wearing Crocs. There you go. There you go. See, we're all learning from Zach Krantz, who is way ahead of his time and knew that they were comfortable. Okay? Richard, he says, I've never tried Crocs. Richard, don't try them, because once you try them, you're going to keep buying them, and you're going to want to use them because, damn, they are comfortable, dude. You know? They are comfortable. The wife just got the 100-year Disney Crocs. Wow. Okay. Those must be pretty special. You can move off Tua. Did the Dolphins move off Tannehill? Did the Bengals move off Dalton? Did the Eagles move off Wentz? You can do anything you want to. And you can troll like John Yang. Just be a troll all day and repeat the same shit all the time. You know, John, let me ask you something, bro. Like, do you have a life? The guy's coming back already. There's going to be no changes. There's no Aaron Rodgers. There's none of that. You're just wasting your time. You're wasting our time. You're wasting our space. All of that on the chat board. For what? For being a troll? Do you know what happens on this show when you're a troll? You know, smarten up, bro. And all of you out there already, just get a life already. There will be no Aaron Rodgers. There will be no Tom Brady. He can go to country day school all he wants with his kids and all of that while Giselle is out horseback riding with her trainer. Yeah, she's getting trained properly. So you guys can all talk about, you know, Derek Carr and this and that, and you can just waste your time talking about this. Okay? I mean, you all sound like a bunch of freaking idiots. Tua's coming back. That's the end of the story. They're not making any changes. That's it. The only change might be the backup plan to him. Maybe they draft a kid. Maybe they bring in a veteran. I don't know. That will be the difference. I don't think Teddy's the guy that comes back, to be quite honest. But outside of that, that's the only kind of change that you'll see is the third quarterback that they add to the roster. Not that he'll be the third quarterback, because that still might be Skyler. But that second quarterback, they may add somebody, and that's it. But the rest of you, I get it. You hate Tua. You don't believe in Tua. You think he sucks. You can't trust him. Your opinion doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter at all. It's over. The decision's been made. So move on already. And that's it. And if you don't like it, then don't watch the Dolphins. Don't talk about them. Since you don't like Tua, then don't talk about them at all. Don't worry about it. It's over already. Since you don't like Tua, why don't you do this? Do what I try to tell you guys out there, because some of you out there, you still want to watch or listen to some kind of a host that you don't like Skip Baseless or Cowherd, right? And then you're telling me, hey, you hear what he said? No, I didn't hear what he said because I don't care. Because I don't care about people. I don't listen to them, don't watch them, so I don't care. But yet some of you out there, you don't like them, but you still go watch Skip Baseless, which I don't understand that part. So those of you like John Yang, you don't like Tua, bro, get lost. Leave. Get out of here. We don't need you on the chat board. We don't need you at all, you know, clouding the whole place up for no reason because there's no changes. And since you're disappointed that Tua's coming back, why do you watch the Dolphins? I don't get it. You see what I'm saying? So there we go. But if you want to continue, then I'll do what I normally do on the channel. That's all. Let's see. I heard that Jordan Poyer is coming to the Miami Dolphins. Okay. You heard Jordan Poyer. Who told you Jordan Poyer? What relevant and what real reporter actually said that? Who? Was it a Facebook post? Was it your friend? Come on, man. Big O, it's a big issue with society. People don't man up and admit that they were wrong about Tua. Certain can't. That's all they're doing. All those people, they were all wrong about him as a player. He proved them all wrong. So now they all lean on the injury stuff. You know, that's it, because that's all they can do. They were already wrong about him playing. So now they'll just live off the injury shit all the time. I like having the number one rated QB in the NFL on my team. Just hope he has better luck next year staying off the field. Miami is a Super Bowl contender. I agree. Big O, I don't like Tua, but I like you. Well, John, I appreciate that you like me, but I think you're a big waste of time, brother. You talk a lot of shit about something that has nothing to do with anything whatsoever. You know, the guy's going to play here. That's it. So talk about the player that's here when he's on the field or when he's off the field, whatever happens to him. But talking about other quarterbacks, it's a waste of time. It's stupidity. It's ignorance. It's all it is. It's just silly. Would you take Rodgers or Tua? JT, I don't do those stupid-ass questions. Okay? I don't care about that stuff. There, that hypothetical means nothing. Brother, you guys need to go see fan sites or stupid radio shows that are lazy and they can't come up with any subjects or anything like that, so they can waste their time talking about stupid-ass stuff like that. Why would I care about a hypothetical like that? You clearly don't watch this show enough to know not to ask me stupid hypothetical questions. Okay? That's for those fan sites. Okay? Those kind of people that have nothing else but to do but complain or create controversy or whatever, that's what they want to do. I don't need to do any of that shit. Oh, yesterday we forgot to mention Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club bassist Tina Weymouth. Actually, it's a very good, that's a good call on your part. And Genius of Love is still one of the best beats out there. All right, let's get ready for hour number two of the program. Let's get the edge with Marcel Louis Jacques.